Well, certainly, I think it's the message is clear. This summer, we need to do with less and live lightly on electricity specifically.
I see there's quite a few campaigns that are going out because many people are asking me, can the public really contribute to this massive amount of energy that's needed? Can we really make a difference?
Yes, certainly. I think it's of utmost importance that the general public and businesses, for that matter, should contribute, and they can contribute in the following ways. I know it's extremely challenging for people being without electricity, especially businesses, over this festive season. But most of us can contribute substantially in saving electricity, and therefore lighten the pressure on the grid. In the process, having a positive impact on the electricity bill by using less electricity. And generally speaking, you reduce carbon emissions, which is good generally for the world and for South Africa. And this can be done in various ways. And we need to remember in the background that the indications are that the power grid will remain substantially stressed and vulnerable during all the days of this summer that we're in. And we can contribute in saving electricity by some of the following things. We could use air conditioning sparingly and efficiently. Typically, on air conditioning, you should set your temperatures to 20 degrees Celsius at the lower limit. Ideally, higher, if you can live with 24 or 25, it would be better. Close all the windows and doors to make sure that you use the air conditioning optimally and the temperatures are not being sent out of the windows and doors. Switch it off a while before you leave your facility, being at the office, the holiday home, the hotel room, the shops, wherever you are. For geysers and pool pumps, most important that you should switch it off all day, every single day, and only switch it on after 9 o'clock in the evening if possible. And it's usually good to invest in the timer to do it for you automatically, then you don't have to trouble yourself with the menu to do so. If you use your pool frequently, and it is hot sometimes in summer, this festive season, limit the pool filtering cycles to twice daily and not between 5 o'clock and 9 o'clock in the evenings. That's better to do it after that, during the night hours. And then, of course, switch off all non-essential appliances or lighting. And a good idea is to just check the TV power alert messages from Eskom and react on the request that they make, because that shows you what the status of the grid is and what we can do there. So generally speaking, let's live lightly on electricity and let's allow, by us not using electricity unnecessarily, we at least allow those who really need it, like businesses and perhaps sick people and hospitals and those emergency facilities to have enough for their own purposes.
Yeah. Excellent. Carl, you mentioned 5 to 9 in the evenings. Why is this such an important time?
That's a period which is usually the peak period because of all households starting to use electricity for showering and making food and watching TV, playing games, and all air conditioning, because everybody gets at home in this period, but probably to the holiday homes or wherever. So that's the period when electricity is really being used successively in the country.
Yeah. Carl, just in terms of the next couple of months, you talk about it being really strained. We're expecting some power stations to come online. We're hearing all sorts of words being thrown around, crisis and blackouts and all sorts. But what's the reality? Because it's quite easily to set panic in, but yet, we've got some capable leaders who are really addressing the problems.
No, thank you, Gareth. I think you've put it very, very clearly at the end. Yeah. We've got very capable people, I'm sure, in Eskom that can manage the grid as they should. The biggest issue is that they should not get into a situation where the grid is totally switched off and goes into a blackout, because then we would sit without electricity for at least 2 weeks to get the grid restarted. So the idea is to do load shedding in intervals to ensure that the grid is not under severe strain and going switching off. And that's, that can easily be managed, especially if everybody contributes their bit. And that's why I gave the ideas of where and how we can do that.
Yes.
And load shedding, if you think about it now, I heard on the radio yesterday evening, there's lots of good things coming to the fore as well. People are starting to communicate with each other, spend time with kids,
yes,
personal time with each other. And I think that's the good of not having electricity. You know, it is very bad in that as well. But certainly,
yes,
I think we can contribute without having a major impact on the quality of our lives.
Yes. Coral, why would it take 2 weeks if a blackout came about? I mean, we hope it doesn't, but why would it take 2 weeks?
Because what typically happens is if everything switches off, then you need to start putting it back online one step at a time. And often everything switches off and it's remotely done in the grid. And what would typically happen is batteries run flat, and then you have to send people out to the various substations and areas to do it manually. And that would take time. And often, if it's not done manually, you can't control it, because then people need to be sent and you need to manage everything manually, not only the switching, but people and interventions as well. Then it becomes extremely difficult. And what's a bigger risk is then, it's not only Eskom's batteries that starts running flat, it's also everything else. The batteries for cell phones, the batteries for communication systems from Telkom and all the other communication systems, which becomes a huge risk and a huge change for the country. So we cannot afford to go into that stage.
Wow. Coral, on behalf of the SAE, sort of the next year or two, I mean, are we going to get out of this crisis in the next few months? Is this how it's going to be like this for some time until we see more power stations coming online? What's it look like?
First of all, we need to realize that South Africa is not unique. I've spoken to an English gentleman from the UK. They're having load shedding schedules in place for the past year, and they're expecting it to continue for the next year.
Yeah.
And South Africa is not unique in this stage, and certainly this is not going to be resolved in the next few months. We will probably have challenges going forward for the next few years. So we need to get used to this, and certainly I think it can be managed. There will be better times, but there will be worse times as well. So we need to be able to accommodate whatever happens coming our way going forward. However, as soon as some of the new power stations come online, the new IPPs, then things will start to improve. But for the very short term, it's going to be tough times. We need to manage. And the SAEE, the EEE standing for energy efficiency, we believe that we should be using energy efficiently. So irrespective if there's enough or not, we should not be wasting it.